Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
One on X, Jason and Deb. God damn, I always forget at the end of that song has a new thing. Newsbed, Nick.
Oh, it scared the crap out of me. It's like, what now?
Can we just delete that? Lynn, can we just delete that out of the system?
I'm going to do it. You think? I'm going to do it.
Can you edit songs in there?
Yeah, I can edit whatever.
You can? You do whatever you want?
I mean, I know how.
Yeah, I like the sound of that one. Does Benny just come in? Mornings? Oh, wait, his mic's not on. Turn his mic on. Morning, Spencer.
Give me some of that Google.
No, he hasn't got his headphones on yet. Hold on, you get those headphones on. We have a special surprise for you. We got some tweets. We got some tweets, guys, about the mashup. Nick did a mashup, a Linkin Park mashup for us, because we're going to do a Linkin Park mashup giveaway next week. Jason's going to do the mashup, but Nick thought he'd try his hand at one. And honestly, Nick, you really, really, really undersold this one, because I think it's good.
Good.
Now, I don't know much Linkin Park. I know nothing Linkin Park, except we play them all the time. I would probably be able to maybe recognize the songs if they were individual, but like this, I'm no good at it.
Well, I went in the system and just saw what Linkin Park we have.
And then just did it.
And I was like, I know that song, I know that song, I know that song. Like, not the name of anything, but I was like, I recognize this. I was like, surely the super fans will know all of these, but...
How long did it take you to work on that, man? You were still here, too, when I left.
Oh, Jesus, Nick.
Yeah. Oh, there was a prodigious breaks before that, so that's fine. No, it was probably an hour or so. Okay. Like, that's the thing with these. That's why I was worried that it was bad, is because I spent so much time on it.
Yeah, you overthink it when you hear it too much.
Especially when the Nick brain is activated like it is in the afternoon.
Well, let's play it again for the list. Some of the listeners didn't hear it, and actually Massey says, ooh, one more play of the Linkin Park mix, please. I'm missing the last one. All right. This is not for a prize, by the way. Don't call in. If you tweet at us, that's fine. This is all just for fun. I'm just going to read a couple. We got a couple guesses in, all right? I'm going to read them out. I'm not going to say if you're right or wrong yet, though, all right? I want to get a few more in. Nick, you got your list ready?
I have it.
Don't tell them if they're right or wrong, but Nick tweeted at us, numb, breaking the habit, crawling, in the end, faint, big pimping. That's all I got. Oh, you missed the last one. There was one after that, right? And then Lone Star Steph tweeted in. She says, numb, crawling, in the end, somewhere I belong, paper cut, one step closer, faint, shadow of the day, waiting for the end. Did I win a non-prize prize? I don't know, Steph. We will announce the non-prize prize winner after we do news. Yeah, we're going to do news right now. Wait, Spenny, we've got to give Spenny his present. Check it out, Spen.
Give me some of that Google Daddy.
Yes.
I'm going to take that home.
Thank you, John. You're the best. All right. There's a 24-year-old who's been tracking every single broken McDonald's ice cream machine in the United States.
Oh, hero.
This is
hero.
I only know about this through you guys, but I remember Jason once telling me his theory about the broken ice cream machines at McDonald's. I didn't know this was a thing. As you know, I'm the resident non-fast food eater. Not because I don't necessarily like it. I probably would like it. I just know it would really mess my guts up, and I've already got messed up guts.
And most of them are on the highway, and you're contractually obligated not to eat on
Right, so yeah, it's legally bound. I cannot eat in restaurants on the highway.
You build a fancy McDonald's in the domain, Deb will be there. Open night.
Man, that's a good point. That's a very good point. But Jason always told me his theory about the broken McDonald's ice cream machines is that whenever he wanted to order it, he felt like the kids working there were at the end of their shift and they didn't want to clean the ice cream machine or something. So they were like, nope, sorry, ice cream machine is down. Did you guys think that? You guys are McDonald's goers. Did you like their ice cream? Is that a thing, or is this just well known?
As a kid, I trusted them, but this was a story weeks ago.
As a child, I trusted McDonald's.
I just trusted that the machine was broken. Also, my parents would never give me like a milkshake.
As a kid, if you heard it was broken, you were like, okay, it's broken. Yeah, but it was a thing.
Yeah. It was a couple months, weeks ago, years ago at this point. I don't know. Some girl on TikTok was giving out like secrets of like working at 7-Eleven or McDonald's. And one of the ones that went viral was she was like, if the machine is, if the shake machine or the ice cream machine is broken, they just don't want to fix it or they don't want to fill it up.
They don't want to make the whole batch.
Yeah, because apparently you have to get up to the top of it. It's
and you
got to
pour all the stuff in.
And these are usually, you know, teenage kids.
When I was a teenager, I worked in a burger bar and as a vegetarian, that was fantastic. But one day you're chopping onions for 8 hours downstairs in the basement with the onion chopping machine. It was literally like a meat slicer because they would put the rings of onions on the burgers.
Yeah.
And then other days I was literally like weighing out the meat to make, what a job. And then other days you'd be upstairs and you got to clean the shake machine. And that thing can get really nasty and you got to clean it out like multiple times. You have to put the wash through and all that stuff. Yeah, it's a pain.
A frozen margarita machine or any kind of like, I imagine the slushy machines are the same way. Anything like that.
Anything like that. Yeah, yeah. Margarita machines, exactly. They're all like that. Well, this kid said, I've had enough, all right? The ice cream machine is broken. It's BS. He's a software engineer at 24. I think I felt like I was thinking of him as a child, but now I'm like, all right, he's a grown up.
He's a child to us.
It's right. Even Spinny, our resident child, he's a child to him.
Of like an 11-year-old kid just being like, you know what, this can't possibly be the right way. I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
He launched McBroken. It's a website. It aims to aim such incidents once and for all. How? How are you going to do that? It displays a map of every single McDonald's location in the U.S., denoted by clusters of dots. Locations with a working ice cream machine get a green dot. Locations with a broken one get a red dot. Now, apparently, there are 7.54% of McDonald's ice creams in the U.S. are broken.
Really?
So the machines?
That's not really bad. That's 7.54% of the ice cream machines in the U.S. But in New York, the 15.22%.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know. I don't think there's a thing behind this, all right? I don't think there's a real issue behind this with the kids.
That they're always broken?
You know, I read something the other day that McDonald's franchisees, because McDonald's is a franchise, guys. Sometimes you can go to a good one, sometimes you go to a bad one.
Ugh.
I didn't realize that was a thing until literally I was like a few years ago old. I thought they were all just, you know, homogeneously run, but
no, I'm blanking on the name. There's a listener that we have that they
oh yeah, they do
call them for the Love You Call.
Yes, they do. They run for Cedar Park or something.
I think
Leander. Yeah, they have a McDonald's franchise. Good for you. A couple of them, I think, in the family.
I think so.
But I read that the franchisees are getting together and because their machines break all the time, but McDonald's like, well, they're not our machines. They're not our responsibility. And so they're getting together and they're trying to get a company to fix the ice cream machines themselves. Does that make sense? Like they said, hey, the McDonald's aren't going to help us at all. We need ice cream machines, but these ones are crap. Let's get together. And I guess with numbers, they could get a company to give them a better deal to come fix them themselves. So, I don't know. Maybe that's it. Are you guys really mad on the ice cream? Get at us. Tweet at Jason and Deb. Are you mad for the ice cream from McDonald's? I don't know. I've never had it. Is that something I need to explore? Do I need to go out to... No? No?
I mean, it's fine. It's like
it's fine.
Serve. What you end up doing is...
Is it like Jason's Deli? I've had that before.
Kind of.
Yeah, exactly.
Jason's Deli's fine. But it's like, it's just not a big deal. Well,
Jason's Deli's machine is never down when I've been in there.
Yeah.
No,
I went to Dairy Queen once, and their machine was broken, but they still served us blizzards, and they were awful. They melted.
Oh God, that sounds absolutely disgusting. Was it just watery with all the lumps of all the chocolate chip cookies and?
And normally they tip it upside down, obviously, to show you how good it is.
Yeah.
Not this time.
Oh God, that's great. Have you seen the picture of Biden holding that upside down and all the conspiracy theories going around about it? Oh God, conspiracy theories. Get back to talking about flat Earth and anti-vaccinations. All right. That's ridiculous.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Jason and Deb, 101X Morning X. Jason's out today. You missed him. He was here for an hour and just could not take it. His poor concussion is not doing him right. But you got me. You got Nick. Hang on. You got me. Nick, talk. Let's talk for a second.
I'm here. Spinny's here.
I'm here.
I wish I had the Google Daddy thing ready.
You need that on a hotkey. I'm a bit wheezy today. But I'm fine. Jason's got a concussion.
You gotta fight through it, Deb. You're all we got.
He's not.
You're all we got.
He's not feeling well. We're playing with Nick's mashup at Linkin Park today because next week we're gonna have a proper contest where you can win some exclusive Linkin Park stuff that you're gonna love. But we're gonna do a mashup for it next week. We've also next week gonna have a bunch of Echo Dots to give away, which I'm super excited about. Jason will do the mashup when his brain is ready. And then, we should have Jason do a mashed brain mashup. Ooh. And then a normal brain mashup. See, and compare it to your mashup.
I'm worried that I don't want him to do the mashup too soon. That's why I took a shot at it yesterday, because I was like, that might, if like, he
if
needs to be, 100% to mash up Linkin Park.
So we don't use yours?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yours is fine. Let's hear it one more time, Nick. Massey tweets at Jason and Deb, because that's where you go to give us your guesses, at Jason and Deb on Twitter. We've got Nick's got, you got your list ready?
I am.
We're not gonna announce a winner. I'm just gonna do this. Numb, Somewhere I Belong, Crawling, What I've Done, In the End, Lying from You, Faint, Big Pimpin' / Paper Cut, 9, Breaking the Habit. I know that you've got one of those, right? Zach from New Braunfels tweets at Jason and Deb. I believe McDonald's ice cream can be fake broken. I went to Taco Bell at 1 a.m. in college once, and they told me they were completely out of food. That's awesome.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Struggling. No, I'm not going to say that word because we're not struggling.
Oh, we almost got you.
I'm not going to say it. We're brogging along.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. We're brogging along without Jason.
Careful of those brogs.
But yeah, that's why we lost Jason on a violent brog. If you don't know what a brog is, it's a cross between a brisk walk and a jog, which Jason has taken up recently. Guys, he's addicted to fitness.
Ooh.
No, he's not. He needs to He needs to lift more weights. He needs to get stronger.
Yes.
Because he's a wuss.
And wear a helmet.
when he walks. Basically, I was explaining it to someone the other day, and they were like, what? But he was running, brogging down his street, like literally his street on his way home, several houses away from his own house. In the dark, though, it was late at night, and he heard a car coming behind him. And for some reason in his head, he said, he thought that the car was going to hit him. For some reason, yeah. There was not enough room in the road. I know what his road is. It's, you know, there might be cars parked on both sides, which means only one car can get through the middle, and I can imagine it being a bit scary. Anyway, he decided to launch himself off the street into someone's front garden. Sorry, I'm taking a little bit of tuna on crackers here. And ended up landing on his side and his head. And now he has to chew gum and wear glasses inside.
Nope.
And we had to put him down this morning. No, he showed up for work this morning, Ben. You would have just felt sorry for him because he seemed just like a bewildered little child.
Yeah.
It was like Jason had regressed to this vulnerable state of a person that you just never see in Jason.
It made me want to, like, you know, do stuff like
take
pull
care
out
of
his
him.
Chair mm-hmm. and, like, push him in and make sure he's tucked in.
At one point, you were in your office and he stood up. And he goes, oh, God. I was like, Jason, sit down.
Yeah.
Go and lay on Blue's bed. That's what I do when I don't feel well. Gives me comfort.
Which I think for Jason, that might be worse than the actual concussion. It's just everybody's sympathy and just caring about him.
Also, yeah. He told me, get this, you know, I said, what have you been eating? Is Bumbleina been over, taking care of you, cooking? Like, because I know he cooked for Nick on Monday. Did you hear about this, Benny? He cooked a whole meal for he and Nick.
Chicken and then, thighs, tri-tip, and some mashed potatoes. Tri-tip
and then yeah. put it all in Tupperware in the fridge and just went and sat down in the living room. Nick goes, where's my food? Yeah. And then Jason goes, get out. Go home.
Really?
Yes.
Get out.
He had accidentally taken some medicine pills that one of his friends had given him. If you know what that means, that didn't go too well, and he
didn't get to eat though.
Nick had to go home and make his own food.
Yeah, I was like, well, I'm gonna go home eat food, and Jason will hopefully go to bed and
see you later.
That's a shame.
Get well soon. I don't know. Anyway, it will be. Listen. Nemesis Kayla tweets in. She goes, this is kind of scary. What if this becomes a normal Jason? Well, if that becomes a normal Jason, that might be a Deb and Nick show in your horizon or something. Deb and Nick with Google Daddy. God, tell me you got that ready. You got the Google Daddy on the ready?
Punch it.
No, I don't. I had to play it. No, but here's what we'll do with Jason is we will just put him in his closet at home. He has a microphone in there. And we will just tell him he's on the show.
He's been sleeping in his closet.
Yeah.
Give me some of that Google Daddy.
Yeah, damn. I love it. Jason's been sleeping in his closet because it's the only window in his room in his house with no windows. I was like, get some curtains, you heathen. But he's got one of those like two-story living rooms, if you know what I mean. Like, yeah, it goes up. It's really, it goes up and it stays there. Yeah, it's like a loft kind of ceiling. So there's windows everywhere. And, oh, man, my old house had a vaulted ceiling in the bedroom and I had a really high window. And for some reason, the moon just shone in all the time. Moonlight, just destroyed by moonlight. So I had to get a friend to help me get up there and put this blackout curtain up there because it was so high. We needed two ladders. And it was a chore.
Sounds awful.
You know, I worry about this if I should get something like that for my windows in my bedroom at home.
Like, just in case you get a concussion?
Well, not for that, but because, like, on my windowsill, that's where I keep my my medicine paraphernalia.
On your windowsill?
Yeah. And normally it's fine because my window looks to the alley. Nobody can see it, you know. But the neighbors across the alley from us recently built an addition, so now they have a second story, and there are windows that now look just directly into mine.
Oh.
And I'm
they can do that in Miller?
Nick, have you heard of the plan view doctrine?
No.
If a police officer sees that, he can enter your house.
Plain view.
Yeah.
What's it called? The plain view?
The plain view doctrine.
If
someone
sees
some paraphernalia, or, you know, like someone tied up in a chair through the window, they're like, you know, that's probable cause.
But that's only in places where weed is not legal, which everybody knows it's totally legal here in Austin.
Oh, yeah.
Just inside the city limits.
Just
the city limits. Yeah,
Never mind.
Yeah, of course. There is a possibility that we will have Dennis De La Pena calling in today. Usually he's called in by now. Maybe he's heard that Jason is concussed and can't carry on a conversation. I don't know. You don't think I can talk about sports, Dennis? I want to talk about the big UT game tomorrow. It's a home game. We're playing. Don't tell me. Hang on. Don't tell. No, it's there.
We're
there.
Break.
No, I got it. It's Baylor. We're playing Baylor. Yay!
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X.
Morning X, Jason and Deb.
Morning X Sports.
Sports not brought to you by anyone, especially not brought to you by Jason because he's not here. He left the show early. Actually, he just showed up for an hour. But we do have our man from Fox 7 Sports, Dennis De La Pena, on the phone. Dennis, you there?
This is an emotional day, Deb.
Yeah.
You're officially a sports fan if you're going to talk the sports.
I know.
When Jason's out. This is big.
I've got to do the whole thing, Dennis. I can't let the fans down. They want to hear your dulcet tones. So we've got to talk about something.
Dennis, you would have been so proud of
no
her.
No doubt.
So proud of me.
She's been doing sports this whole week.
This whole week, I've been trying, Dennis.
We skipped a couple, but we talked about
some really good
stuff.
We skipped a couple, but we talked about the big things, and that's what I want to bring up with you. We've got a big UT game this weekend, Dennis, but I know we didn't do too well against TCU, and this is Baylor. Baylor's back, I believe, and we're not. What do you think we're going to do this weekend, Dennis?
Oh, less of me, more you, Deb.
You know, Dennis, I haven't heard you laugh that hard ever. So I can't tell why exactly, but I'm glad you're happy.
Well, I mean, there's so much there. I mean, first of all, you go with the collective we with the Longhorns. I'm glad you're on board.
Taking it on for Jason.
And then overlooking OU, I mean, that happened too, you know. But
we don't talk about
TCU.
I'm going to talk about OU.
That was a lot of good stuff. And then the we're back for Baylor. That was a triple play, Deb. You're on fire.
Aww, I'll remember this moment forever, Dennis. Thank you.
but no, I mean, Texas, so there's been a lot of strife this week between when you lose two games in a row, when you have a week off to stew on it, and then when, oh, by the way, there's this Eyes of Texas controversy that everybody wants to talk about. I mean, these guys, they could be in a beaten down place, you know.
Emotionally,
when you struggle at UT, the outside noise gets nuts for coaches, for 18 to 22 year old kids, you know, that kind of thing. So, I've been pretty impressed. They seem to have an even keel, like when we've been talking to the players and coaches this week, and they sound like they got a lot of good work done. Now we'll see if that translates. Sometimes we've heard that before, and we don't see it on the field. But I think UT's arc is going to be a good one. I mean, that was the big thing going into this whole season is how do you get a whole new coaching staff, miss an entire spring of football because of the COVID, and look good on the field. And we're seeing that this team is going to have to grow into itself, and they don't have a lot of time to do it. They're going to have to kind of do it as the season progresses, and hopefully they'll take another step on Saturday.
So it always sounds like they're learning as they play. They're learning as growing as they move along.
Yeah, and all good teams will do that, but it almost has to be accelerated because of all the time they missed in the offseason. I mean, it's unprecedented. We're not used to missing an entire spring of football, and that really through the whole offseason, I was intrigued by that because while most programs are intact and they have the cohesive coaching staff, UT didn't.
Yeah.
And we've kind of found out, it's like, oh, yeah, it's not magic. You can't snap your fingers and just because you're
UT
and you want it to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think, Dennis? And I find this particularly rude when this happens to coaches or players. I could talk about Ryan Fitzpatrick being cuckooed by his underling. I didn't say cuckolded. I just said cuckooed, but it's not too far away, all right? I'm a bit mad about that. I'm a Ryan Fitzpatrick fan. But
that is a really good analogy for it.
Right? It is. He's got cuckooed. But I'm nervous for Tom Herman, all right? I find Tom Herman to be a smoke show. He's not been here very long, but UT's got an itchy trigger finger when it comes to, oh, we're not on top of everything all the time. Let's get rid of the coach mid-season. I find that particularly rude, Dennis, when it happens, especially here at UT. What do you think? Is Tom Herman's job on the line?
Yeah, it depends on who you ask. The Isaac Texas thing got a little out of control because what we were seeing was, and we've kind of talked about it before, you got people like me who, Herman's stock has never been higher to me as far as the way he handled that. He gave his athletes, and in particular his black athletes, a voice at the most crucial time they needed a voice. I don't know how you don't get behind that, but there is a contingent of people that view UT football as their entertainment. It's their entertainment only. And get out on the field now, go hook your horns and sing that song or beat it. And
old,
it's
rich,
real.
Millionaire
and,
white people.
And it's not cool. I mean,
it's not cool.
But it's almost a microcosm of our society.
It is.
So that issue has not helped Herman, unfortunately, even though he's standing up for his players. It's the big money booster, so you better make happy because that's what makes this whole thing work. And I can't see them. The time to cut bait on a coach, he's in his fourth year. This is when you have your program established. It's a flaky COVID era season to begin with. It's not the time. But that's me talking, and I don't put a lot of money into the program like others.
Here's the problem, Dennis, is that all of these UT fans are sitting there watching ESPN College Game Day or Fox, whatever it is, but they see Urban Meyer just sitting there talking football, and they're like, he's not doing anything.
They want him.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was the problem when Nick, you nailed it. It's that fruit that's just hanging there, just like Nick Saban was supposedly hanging out there when everybody was trying to run Mac Brown a national title winning coach out of town. And don't get me wrong, it was, the program had started to rot and got stale, so I'm not going to go revisionist history on that. But you're right, when you have one of these, I mean, a great, when you're talking about a college football coaching great,
a legend,
it was Nick Saban back then, or Urban Meyer, all he does is go and build programs in the national title winner. So,
or Mac Brown at North Carolina.
Really good.
Is he doing fine over there?
Well, they lost in a last second fashion, I think, this last week. But other than that, like, they were one of the top teams in the country. Like,
wow.
Everybody was on the North Carolina Mac Brown train again.
Again, I found it quite rude that they fired him. Quite rude, Dennis. Not good etiquette.
Back in the day? Yeah, I mean, at that time, it was time for a change for both. And I think the change hasn't proven good for Texas. But it was good for Mac. I think he needed to reboot, but that's a whole other book, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dennis, what do you got on Fox 7 today? This weekend?
No, I'll talk about today because we have the World Series Game 3.
Oh, sweet.
Primetime. So you nailed that. And then into the weekend, it's that. Big Ten football's back, in case you didn't know. So Ohio State. And that's big. People are trying to figure out, hey, are these guys going to be contenders? You know,
are they going to be better because they're rested, or are they going to be worse because they haven't played? Who knows?
Right.
I mean, they've got no injuries, at least.
it goes back to that it's clown show. It's not a clown show. Everything's just so odd in 2020, and that's one of them.
It's an off year. Everything this year just needs to have an asterisk next to it. Everything. Seriously. You know? Even things I was watching, I was at the gym the other day, and there was tennis on. I don't know what channel it was. It was some weird cable channel where there was a tennis match in Austria. Tennis match in Germany, a tennis match in France, or maybe another one in Germany, and then one in the Netherlands. But no audiences anywhere. And so,
I know.
There's no noise, you know? And I'm sure that a lot of times that the noise, it gets in their head. But I think every win this year has to have a weird asterisk. Not that you didn't deserve it, but it was under weird circumstances.
Well, and I think it's funny how our sports fan in us all, how it recalibrates, right? Because, like, just a few months ago, we were just begging for them to be able to play for our entertainment. Yeah. And then immediately once they start playing, then you expect them to look like they've always looked, you know? So we're kind of fickle that way.
We need to stop being that way, all right? We need to be better. We need to be kinder.
I'm with you. Let's start a club.
We'll start it here.
You and me.
Be nice.
You're president, I'll be treasurer.
All right. Yeah, I'm no good with money. I like that. All right, Dennis,
We got a little more. Iowa State, Oklahoma State gets a great Big 12 game, 2:30 Saturday. World Series game, 4 in primetime Saturday night.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, Cowboys, the struggling Cowboys, who also happen to be near the top of the NFC East. They'll take on that Washington football team at noon. And then one World Series at night.
All right, more World Series. Love it, Dennis. And thanks so much for coming on today. Even though, again, this amazing segment that we did, you and I with Nick, gets an asterisk on it. Have a good weekend, Dennis.
You too. You handled your business, Deb.
Oh, thank
you. So
thank you so much. Love you.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.